Welcome back to our movie episode of Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Brother, and once again, I'm here with my co-host Alicia.
Hello.
And as we promised, we got an opportunity to step out and see the new blockbuster, Wonder Woman.
Yes, everybody's seen it but me.
So, I mean, and it's been hot. So, people have been talking about it. It's been great, great reviews. So we definitely wanted to get to see it, part of the DC universe, that she first showed up in Batman versus Superman. And when I saw that, she was just amazing. She took over the movie. You remember what she did, even though there were some things with Batman and Superman. Yeah, yada, 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 yada. But when she showed up, you was kind of like, wow, that's Wonder Woman. So we kind of look forward to seeing it. You know, did you have any high hopes on it, Alicia, or was it just, yeah, I'll just go see this movie?
It was amazing. Everybody told me, oh, Alicia, you always beat us to the movies, and we beat you to the movies to see it. I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
So this was an origin story. So if you don't know, this kind of goes into the origin of Wonder Woman, Diana Prince. Well, the Princess Diana, as they kind of went back and forth on, whereas as a child growing up on the Amazon island, I don't even know how to pronounce what they were calling it. So it was the island of the Amazons.
Yeah, the island of the Amazons. So, the beautiful island of the Amazons that only had women and no men.
Yeah, so it was like pretty cool. It looks like something like Cyprus or somewhere in the Mediterranean. It was just beautiful. It doesn't look like it was one of those made-up places, CGI, but it was really the you know, the scope and the scenery was beautiful for the island.
It definitely was.
So the concept of the origin story was Princess Diana, she's, you know, training like the Amazons. Her mother didn't want her to do it because mother was the queen, and she really didn't want her to train and whatever. And then her sister was another warrior. The queen's sister was a warrior, and it was just all women. And she was the only child, and it was like, she's the only child on the island.
Yep.
And it was kind of cool. And then all of a sudden, Chris Pine crashes a German aircraft in the ocean because the island is actually hidden.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. So you actually knew the guy's name because, you know, I was going to just call him the captain of Star Trek, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean,
the Star Trek guy.
Yeah, I was going to just say
Captain
the Star Trek. Yeah, I'm just going to say the Star Trek guy.
Star Trek
guy. So Michael knows his name, but as far as I'm concerned, he's the Star Trek guy.
So he's Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
The young Captain Kirk.
Yes. He was damn good in this movie because all I could remember, every time I seen his face, I said, there's Kirk. There's Captain Kirk. And then they killed him off. But anyway, that means he'll never come back.
Wow.
Knowing that he's...
We went straight to the end.
I know, but I didn't mean to do that. But he's like, he's so good in here.
Thanks.
And I didn't want him to leave.
Appreciate that.
I know. I'm sorry. I just do that. You know, I'm sorry.
So, anywho, let's talk about when he was alive. How about that? So he crashes there, and you know, Diana's kind of pissed off because, you know, her mom really doesn't really want her to be who she really is.
Because she wants to save the world.
She wants to save the world. She wants to save everyone. And because when she saw this plane crash, she jumped in the ocean. And let me go back a little bit. So as they show the warriors actually fighting, it's just amazing. The women fighting each other, the acrobatics, everything from there. It was really, really cool. It didn't look like, you know, Iron Fist. I had to put that in there. It didn't look like Iron Fist, which was the worst fighting scenes ever in a superhero movie. But so it was really cool. So you saw that, wow, this is some skill shit going on. So, you know, as they was practicing and they was training her, it was really, really cool. So that was cool from there. So anyway, so Captain Kirk crashes his plane through the fog of where the island is hidden. And the Germans are chasing him in boats and everything. We don't even know why yet, but he just crashes. And she saves him and brings him on shore. Then all of a sudden, the Germans keep going straight ahead. And they was like, hey, there's something behind this whatever.
Yeah, something behind this cloud.
This cloud.
The fog.
And they happen to find. Get through the crowd and find the Amazon Island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, Chris Pine, or Steve, as he's called. I'm going to just call him Steve because he got like three names now. Captain Kirk, Chris Pine, and Steve. But Steve, you know, tells Diana, hey, this is the world is under attack and is evil. And Diana was told that Ares, the god Ares, wants to destroy the men, right? The human race. Is that right?
The human race, yes.
The human race.
No, it's something about the war.
Yeah, so the great war. He wants to have the great war because Zeus created men and he wanted to destroy it because he felt that he wasn't being respected as a god, you know, so Ares. But, you know, so it went from there. And then once they got there and they start shooting everybody on the shore, the Germans got to the shore and the Amazon warriors start killing them. And she said, I got to come back with you.
That's right. She did.
So that's when the story begins.
Yes.
And the story begins from there. So they take a boat and they head back to where?
London, UK.
London.
Mm-hmm. So, UK.
Yeah, so I missed something. Why were they going to UK?
Because she told him that she has to find Ares.
Mm-hmm. But why was he going back?
Because he had the book.
The book.
Yeah, because
that's what we didn't explain.
Right. So he basically was a spy for the Russians. And found
not
out
the Russians.
Oh, five
we're not talking about Trump.
Okay. No, he was a spy for the British and he's spying on the Russians. Okay.
So
and got the
war is with the Germans.
Oh, that's
not
right.
The Russians.
I know. Oh,
the war is with the Germans.
Oh shit.
World War I and World War II.
Oh my god.
Were the Germans.
You know that's
hence the Nazis.
Well, you know that's
and
just that's what I'm thinking.
What it was. The
Russians
Nazis.
Are the Germans right now at the prayer.
So way off.
Oh, okay. So it was the Germans. Oh my goodness.
So the Germans had some secret type of
bombs, gas
warfare.
Yeah,
that
gas
they were
warfare.
Working
yeah,
on.
Exactly.
But the Germans was running out of munition. They was running out of food. The soldiers were tired and they really couldn't fight anymore. So they was going to have some kind of compromise.
Right.
But the compromise, they really didn't want that because they felt that there was a secret weapon that they could use.
Right.
So when he was being a double agent, meaning he was a British spy, but a spy as a German, he stole a book from one of the scientists, the German scientists.
Right.
That had some kind of deadly gas weapon.
Right. Right.
So that's why he wanted to bring the book back to London so they can know, hey, look, they bullshitting y'all. They ain't not going to compromise. They have some bigger plan. So it went from there. And then that's when he took Diana back with him.
Right. But so, he basically convinced her, because she was like, didn't quite understand what the hell was really going on.
So this is what made the movie interesting. So I'll go into this my interesting parts, which is when he brought her back, they showed her like, wow, this is totally different. And Gal Gadot I'm not sure how you say it, but Diana, she is an amazing actress. So every time you can see her adjusting, uh-huh, or something was like, that doesn't sound right.
Right.
You can see it. She's acting the part like, wow, this is not right. Or, you know, she challenged things. And it was a really great movie that it showed a woman with confidence, strength, ability, and compassion, all wrapped up into this single woman that went out into the world to save the world.
Right.
And she played the part perfectly, which made the movie really interesting to get to.
So, I mean, the storyline was really good. I loved how it just flowed, because it basically said, okay, if you didn't know where she came from, this is where she came from.
That's the origin story.
Right. So, and a lot, I mean, and we're talking about comic books. A lot of people don't even read comic books no more. And so I thought that the flow and getting, you know, how it went, it was perfect.
Yeah, because it was similar. And I was telling Alicia earlier that it was similar to the Captain America. You know, back in the war, we had to find something to help us win the war. So Captain America was one of the super soldiers that they made. And the origin story, and then it went from there, and then it just built.
Right.
Which was really, really good. But they did the same thing with her. But even with her, she didn't even know her powers. She didn't even know who she was.
That's right.
So you, as the story was going along, she finally found out why she was powerful in certain ways. She had some abilities in other ways. She didn't really know. So she gained all of this, you know, based on her experiences not being on the island, where her mother tried to hide her because Ares, which is the god of war, you know.
Right, yep.
If she was made, no, she needed to have the blade. There was a blade to kill
Ares.
Ares, the god of war.
God of war, yes.
So before she left, she took the blade, she took the rope of truth, that she ties it around people, mm-hmm, and people got to tell you the truth. All the,
and they mean, you know, and shield. And you know, they were saying that on the island, they knew she was the weapon.
Yeah, so they knew that the only thing that can kill the god is her.
Right.
Because she didn't realize that she was a god.
That's right.
So, but again, throughout this movie, which was fantastic, it was a really good movie. Good origin story, put it that way. Because, you know, my superhero movies, there's certain things that I just like to see. Some things that if they don't, it's kind of like, it's okay. But it was a great origin story written by a woman as well.
Yes.
Which I thought, you can see it too. The good thing is you can see how it was made to a certain point, that it wasn't so male dominant and it wasn't so, I guess, really aggressive.
I mean, it was so perfectly done, because there were just little, you know, little parts where, you know, she was trying to be that woman, like, yeah, I'm a woman. And it was like, okay, no, remember, you're not a woman. You're not a superhero. You're a woman in this world. But she so came out of that, you know, it was like.
But even when she wasn't the superhero, she had so much confidence.
Yeah.
She had so much, you know, I don't care if I'm in these clothes, I'm not being an Amazon warrior right now, but don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
She still gave that presence. Yeah, even when she walked through the city, she was like, people had to be like, yo, impressive. Not because she was beautiful, but she had an aura of majestic you know, prestige and everything.
I think my favorite part is when they were telling her, no, you can't save everybody. Everybody's going to die. And she was like, no man's land. She's like, oh, hell no.
I'm going to go there. And so there was there was great scenes. So it wasn't like action after action after action, but I think it was appropriate action. So when it was time, it was appropriate that she just jumped out there. And then the more she jumped out there, the more powerful she became, because she finally saw her power and her ability.
Yeah.
So you started seeing it. But it was appropriate action, you know, where most superheroes, it's like superhero movies. You see it back to back to back. Then it's a small break, and then it's action, action, action. Then it's a little small break, then it was action, action, action. But usually an origin story takes its time to build up and everything from that. Sadly, even though Alicia told you already, sadly, she had a relationship that she was building, and you know, the couple of guys that they picked up along the way, and some people and supporting people. Sadly, it was over, and her origin story was just like for her, and it was it. You know, she's alone, she's who she is, she's a god, and she's here to save the day. So it kind of winded up like that. But I think the origin story is really good. But there's portions in there. So I'm going to go back. Her name is Patty Jenkins. And we kind of read, and Alicia saw a couple of...
a news interview about news her. Interview. So, oh, my God. She was amazing. I mean...
kind of speak to that, because I thought it was pretty cool, too.
I mean, she basically said that she had wanted to do this for a while and pitched it several times.
Over 10 years ago.
Yes. And nobody wanted to listen to her. And then another director... was a producer?
I think it's Zack Snyder.
Yeah, he said, okay, look, let's make it happen. And so she was amazing. And I was like so impressed with the fact how she said, what she did was she never gave up. You know, she just kept doing it and pushing it and pushing it. And somebody came along, a male came along and made it happen for her.
Well, the reason why, and Zack Snyder, you got to give him a lot of credit, because he's the DC guy now. You know, he worked with I'm forgetting his name now, but he did the Superman movie. He started with the Superman, and then when they revised Batman with Ben Affleck, he did this Batman Superman. So he was supposed to do the Wonder Woman as well. So as when she showed up in the Batman versus Superman, that was like blew her up, and they said, look, we need to hurry up and get this. So he decided to work with another director, and he put Patty Jenkins in there, and she was like, look, I had this whole concept of what it should have been anyway, and she wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, he stepped back and helped I think co-write it and produce it, but she was the director. And if you look at the movie, it was done in a really strong perspective through a woman's perspective, but not blatant like, oh, this is a woman's movie. No, it's a good superhero movie with a female lead. And she was the female lead without being a bossy woman, without being too masculine.
Right,
and
right.
And yep, not was- being like... Because at first, she was really defensive. You know, toward the end, she was killing folks. I was like, yo, Wonder Woman fucking killing people. Yep, whoa.
Yep, she sure
Wonder
was.
Woman killing people with no remorse. She was like, yo, I got to get to Ares regardless and stuff. But it was really, really cool. So it really showed, you know, it had personality. It had, you know, good relationships. It showed how, you know, somebody's got to make a stand. And she wanted to, you know, help the people. So like what Alicia was saying, they were fighting in these, you know, foxholes, and the Germans was just bombing the hell out of their ass. But mm-hmm. there was a town under siege.
Yep.
And they was like, look, we ain't got time for this. And she was like, no,
we got
I
time.
Do.
I do. Sure I do. Did. Sure
and she
did.
Just went across the field, blocking all the bullets and you know, even a couple of that was like really cool. Those special effects on certain areas was mm-hmm. really, really cool. So really positive. So to say this is a woman movie, it's not a woman's movie. So it's a worthwhile movie to see. It's a very worthwhile movie to see.
And I'm glad that she didn't focus on like the love affair. You know what I'm saying?
It was brief.
I like that part because
she was learning though. Yeah, you notice that?
Yeah, and I love the fact that they didn't made it all that gooey stuff there. I mean, they made it
because they didn't have to.
Right, exactly.
And they shouldn't have.
Exactly. And I love the fact that in this the villains, you know, who you thought were the villains really wasn't the villains.
Wasn't the villains.
Yeah, it was Ares that he really wasn't the villain either. It was
because and it was cool. I guess I don't want to say the tone, but the point of the movie really, and what she had to find out is men or the people aren't bad, but they aren't good either.
Right, right.
So everyone has a bit of good in them and a bit of bad in them. So you just can't say they're all bad.
Right.
She kind of had to realize that to say, I can't give up on them because they're all bad, because there's so many people that are good.
Right.
But then even when the good people will do bad things, and then the bad people will wind up probably doing something good. So she figured, well, I'm just going to do the good.
Right.
So she had to kind of stay. And in her mind, you know, it just went from there.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the part that was just really, really interesting was the fact that, you know, who's the villain, you know, mm-hmm. in the whole thing. You know, where you seeing like the Superman and all the other...
Some monster or some...
Exactly.
Luthor.
So, but in this one, the lady who did the chemicals or whatever.
So, the Miss Poison.
Yeah, she disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. So she ran off. So we may see her again.
Right, exactly.
The big general that she thought was Ares, that Miss Poison gave him some kind of gas that made him like super strong.
Yeah, exactly.
And but she killed his ass. I was like, she was like, nothing's changed. Ares isn't dead. What's
yeah, exactly.
going on?
And then he appeared from out of nowhere. Cause I didn't even. I mean, that was really cool.
So, excuse me. Something was strange about him because he was a little too
nicey
and giving. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so why is he sneaking behind like this?
Because I was thinking that he was part of the Germans.
The Germans, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I did think that. I didn't think he would wind up being Ares.
Yeah.
Which he manipulated everyone.
Right.
So
right.
He really let their.
But she was kind of right in the movie, though. She was right. She was like Ares had something to do with them.
Yeah. Exactly.
But she didn't. She was assuming they were Ares.
Yeah.
But not.
There's no. Because remember, Jack, what's his name? Jack or Jeff, whatever his name is. When Steve, where I get all that from? Steve. So when he says there's no one person, it's not one person that causes this to happen. There's no one person, and it's not. It's never a one person to get at,
mm-hmm.
unless his name is Donald Trump. But there's no one person. So, and that's what he was trying to get her to understand. Even though you think you got Aries, that still's not going to stop bad things from happening.
Right, right, right. And so that was, like I said, the interesting part was finding all the, you know, you who you think they were bad is like they wasn't. Now, that's why I said the storyline was really nice.
Yeah, it was
nice,
really, really good.
And it was different. And like I said, you know, I'm so used to having just one villain and they fighting that one villain and beating them up and finding their weakness and then coming back and beating them up again.
Yeah.
You know, but this was not like that. And I really was very impressed with the fact that it wasn't, you know, they was telling her story.
Yeah. So you had to do that because... They can say her story, but you got to really see her story.
Mm-hmm.
And you never have to go back now. You see her story, you never have to go back.
Right.
Which is really good. I don't have to go back and say, wait a minute, but what about? You don't have to go through
that. Right. And she don't age.
They already did that.
Yeah,
because she's a god.
Yeah, she don't
You know,
age.
She's the princess.
Which is cool. Like, okay, everybody around you got old and
died. Yeah, everybody dies.
And you still look the same.
So think about it. That's the same thing they did with Captain America.
Remember when
they froze him? He didn't age either.
I love Captain America.
So that was just the coolest thing
there. Yeah, he looked good.
So it was really, so three big positives or a couple of big positives again, baby?
Well, what do you mean by
on the movie? For the movie, positives that you took to say, hey, this is why this was a good movie.
I love it because it was a woman who did it, woman acting in it. I love it because the storyline was just great. It's just a great storyline. And the fact that, you know, there was no finding her weakness, you know, in this movie. You know, it was her making her mark. You know, that was like really amazing with this movie. Like I said, all the rest of the, you know the other superhero movies, how they always
End up, they do it over and over.
Yes, yes. So this,
you know,
one
Batman
was like,
is always, what happened? They shot his parents, and he's a millionaire, billionaire, so he want to fight crime. Yeah, Superman, he came from another planet.
Yes.
And he's super because of the sun, so he wants to defend the earth.
Yes, I mean, and then you got all these, not only girls, but women just totally like loving this.
Yeah.
You know, because.
And they should, because how many the only true female lead that had anything was Black Widow in Marvel. And she still wasn't a lead. She still was supporting and didn't really have her own movie either. She could, because she's a spy.
Right.
And she's good
at
everything
that she does. Well, you got Supergirls, then.
So that's a TV series.
I know.
That's not a movie, though.
I know.
A major movie is where you get your money from.
Right, right.
So that's not really what it was.
You know, so that's why I said, you know, Supergirl, everybody was talking about that.
Supergirl's cute.
I know.
It's a cutesy show.
Yeah, for the girls. Yeah. And then you have, what is it, on Netflix.
Oh, Jessica Jones. My girl. There.
Everybody loved Jessica.
But see, that was still pretty aggressive.
I know, but you know, she's a kick-ass kind of woman.
But, no, so I love that. So guys love a kick-ass, but Wonder Woman is feminine kick-ass.
Yes, she was.
So she's feminine kick-ass.
Yeah.
So you're like, yo, not only is she beautiful, she kick-ass.
Yeah, she
is. It don't really matter.
Yes, it is.
So even when they was complimenting her, she was looking at them like, yeah, whatever. She didn't go like, oh, really? Oh, you think?
Yeah,
so? She was like, yeah, anyway.
Who the hell is she?
Yeah.
I like the part where he said, he was on an island with only women and no men?
Yeah. How did we get there?
I thought that was funny as hell. I was like, God damn.
So, yeah. But outside of those, so any negatives?
I can't see no negatives.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this movie. I really did enjoy this movie.
So I really like the movie. I really do. But my negatives is level of detail. And you know, if you listen to all our podcasts, it's about the level of detail with me. I love cinematography. I really look at the details of the special effects and the acting. There was portions of the acting that I think the direction was a little too slow. So at the beginning with the Amazons women, they were kind of making speeches, but they were hesitating and they was like waiting. And I was like, whoa, this acting is like really kind of fucked up. But as the movie went on, and I think the other actors and the pace picked up, the acting seemed to be better. But there were spots in there that some of the directing of the actors wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. So when I saw that, it kind of stood out for me. Some of the special effects, especially when she was in the town throwing people around, it reminded me of The Matrix when they had all of those guys jumping on Keanu Reeves. And you can see that, oh, they are not real. This isn't real. So that even some of the special effects were, you can see what it was. You could kind of obviously see what it was. But that doesn't take away from the movie. So even with those, that didn't take away from the movie. I think it was an amazing job of what they did of a superhero that people had to recognize. And again, I'm going to always go back to when I saw her in Batman versus Superman. I just look forward to seeing her again, because even her charm and charisma on the screen, you wanted to see her. She was just that imposing and inviting to say, wow, not only is she beautiful, but goddamn.
Well, see, I'm a big fan of her with the Fast and the Furious.
Really, like, whoa.
Yeah, so, and yeah. I love her from the Fast and the Furious.
I forgot about that until you reminded me.
Like, she was in Fast and Furious. You're like,
but she kick ass really? On there too, though.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, yeah, I already seen her.
She was like really reserved there.
Yeah, she was, but she was she kicked ass and
was a badass driver.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, so she was. So I didn't remember that until Alicia said, "Nah, she's on the Fast and Furious." I was like, "Which? Oh, she was the girlfriend of the Asian guy that died."
Both of them died. Yeah.
So I was like, "That's who she was." So I mean, she was okay in there. I liked her, but I didn't look forward to seeing her again.
No, because remember, we always said the director's got to direct, and she was just there to speed the cars and beat people's ass, and so the director wasn't a good director. So whoever got her this time, she's doing good.
So yeah, so Zack Snyder, when he put her in there and they created the character, they did a great job. So when she took over, the director took over for this one, Patty Jenkins. When she took over, she was like, "We're gonna keep with this. I want to show this woman." To be strong without being aggressive. So she showed strength without aggression. And that's what she said during the interview. And I was like, wow. Because she kind of put her arm up. She said, she's not like this. She's like this. So not a straight arm out, but a defensive arm. So she was defending, but being offensive.
Yeah, I did
except
that.
For being,
I did that move with Apple. I did that move with Apple.
Which was like really, really cool.
I did that movie. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so that
pretty. So good overall, I give this movie a 8/10.
So an 8.
An 8/10.
Yeah. So remember, Guardians of the Galaxy, I was 8.5 until Alicia said, "Will you watch it again?" I was like, "You're damn right." So I had to push it up to a 9. So I think this is an 8. As well, because I think it's just a good movie.
It is. I could watch this over and over again.
So I can't watch it over and over. Really? I wouldn't watch it again, but I wouldn't watch it over and over.
I would.
So that's not me. That's not one of my.
There's
movies.
Some parts in there I really like. I want to see over again. So that's good. That's one reason why I would say I gave it an 8.
Yeah. So yeah. So I'm 8. I'm not gonna take it any lower than that because the origin story was good. I like the introduction with her. I think she played fantastic.
She sure did.
So you look forward to her. I don't know about all the flying and stuff in there. Because
that was awesome. Even though he may Wonder think Woman it was fake, fly. I thought it was awesome.
I think it was.
Yes.
Really? I was like, that's not Wonder Woman.
And she used her little bracelet, go pew, 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 pew.
Well, that was awesome too. So
she blocked all the damn bullets. I'm like, and the bomb with her damn bracelet. I love the bracelet. The bracelets was awesome. They're kind of big.
But see, that made sense, though. You know, as opposed to having small bracelets that they had on the comic book.
Cute, yeah, they were kind of cute. Yeah, because even, that's right. Because when we was watching Wonder Woman when we was younger.
Is that Linda Blair?
Yeah.
Not Linda Blair.
Linda something.
Yeah.
But she had the small bracelet. She ain't had the big bracelet.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
So the big ones is realistic, you know, because the way it is, it's kind of like, okay, all right. But yeah, that the whole concept of it all was good, and it was armor. So it wasn't like no skimpy little outfit that she had on. It was the armor. So she came as an Amazon, as opposed to if you see, like, the old Wonder Woman, she was, like, in a bikini suit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they was, like, and then she was, like, hee-hee, I'm Wonder Woman.
Yeah, because this one, she has a little, like, skirt on. They all had a little skirt on to cover themselves. I liked that, too. I think that was really, that was,
no, yeah. I thought the armage stuff was, like, really, really good, so.
And she looked really, the armor kind of blend with her skin. Mm-hmm. She was well-tanned.
Yep. Well tanned. Never heard of
that. Well tanned. Yes.
Yeah, that's a new word for me.
Yeah, she was tanned.
Yeah.
You know how you go in, you know, you have to tan yourself, and she was tanned to match her little armor suit. It was like, it was like, really like, wait a minute. Okay, I was just double checking to make sure it was like, she was covered very well.
So it was kind of cool because she was walking through the street and she had this big coat on and she kept wanting to take the coat off. They were like, whoa, don't do that.
Yeah, that coat was cool as hell though. That coat was like, damn. It was like, badass coat. I say, hey, and she got a belt. She had a belt on with the coat. It looked real bad. I was like, okay. And then, like Michael said, when she started trying to strip, it
they were like, whoa, what are you doing?
She got
what
a little carried doing? Away with that. Yeah, so, and then carrying a sword and her shield, like after she got dressed, like, I'm gonna beat somebody up.
Yeah,
yep. I got this. And they was like, take that away from her. Take that away from her. And hide it.
So Linda Carter, I finally got it.
Yeah, Linda Carter. Linda
Carter.
They should have put her in there some kind of way.
Yeah, just kind of showed her up. I and know. Just give her a little respect.
She could have been like the old lady at the Amazon on the island, something like that.
That's true. That's
you know, could have been a grandmother or something like that.
She may not be healthy enough to be on there.
Yeah, so. That's true. How old is she? I know you're searching for that.
She's 65.
Oh, she's only 65?
Yeah.
Shit. She looked good.
She's okay.
Yeah, they're gonna put some plastic surgery or something on there. Yeah, you know what they could do. Yeah, they could do something. 65. I thought she was older than that.
No. That was back in what was it in the 70s. She was on from 75 to 79. Okay, so TV series.
Okay, so we were still little teenagers.
Yeah, we was in high school.
Middle school, high school. Okay.
All right. So that was pretty cool. And so overall, yeah, an 8. We both said 8 because I think it's worthwhile seeing. I think it's worthwhile recommending.
Wonder Woman.
We gotta see that.
Wonder Woman. Yeah. Remember this? I just thought about it. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, we hit that 3 times. Thanks a lot.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Dude, that brings back some memories because they would sing that song and then everybody she just stood there with her hands on her hip like.
And that's what you're supposed to do if you're Wonder Woman.
Sorry. Okay.
That's what you're supposed to do.
All right.
So yeah, calm down.
Okay.
So anywho, great movie, worthwhile seeing, highly recommended. Especially you have young girls in your life, you definitely need to see that. Anytime a woman that's being empowered, this is just a great movie to see that women are showing, hey, look, this is who I am, and we're dominant without being aggressive. So, and I think that's why it was written and directed that way, that she said, look, this is how women are today, and just respect them as this point. But this woman is a badass superhero, yeah, though. Yeah.
Besides the good-looking Captain Kirk in there.
Yeah, it was the blue-eyed guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cool, too. So this was the other thing. There was, like, black women on the island. So, you know, where before the Amazons, when they showed them before, they were all white women. But Amazon women in the Amazon are not white because it's in the Amazon. But since they were gods, they were, you know, they was all mixed there. So you see even some Asian women were on the island and some black women. And
again, you have women. A woman director.
It was great. Yeah. It was a great look.
She made sure that there was diversity.
Yep. And the diversity was fantastic. Yes. When you saw that, it was good. Yeah, now, I mean, when they went to London.
Well, that's a different story. Yeah, because it was back in a certain time. So
that was a certain. The island was diverse.
Yes.
But London was in.
Yeah, so well.
Take that in consideration.
But the movie was overall still good.
Yep. So, love the movie. And I hope to see more of this. We'll see that in the Justice League when they all get together. You know, Superman's dead and Batman brings everybody together. So Batman, Flash, the new Flash. Who else was on there? Oh, the big guy from the Dothraki from Game of Thrones. He's Aquaman, which is going to be awesome. That's a big ass dude. And she's on there as well. So her and Batman is really, Ben Affleck is getting everybody together. So that's the next time you see her. And I think that's later on in the year. So we'll get to see that one too. So I'm looking forward to that because, you know, they building a better character base. And I think DC has picked up a lot of followers because of this movie right here. And I think they'll start watching anything that she be in. And they'll keep an eye out for them. But anything else, Boop?
Nope.
So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, make sure you check us out. BougieBlackBrother.com, BougieBlackBrother.podbean. Subscribe there. We're on iTunes. We're on Instagram, BougieBlackBro, BougieBlackBro on Twitter. And you can check out Alicia and CoffeeWomenInTech.com. So it's on there as well. And what is it? Find Black Woman?
Yep. Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram. So you'll be able to pick us up on there. So you can pick us up also on Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play. I corrected my Google Play. Somebody said, hey, I don't see you on. It's a bunch of old stuff. I had to fix the feed, but I went back over all of them. So I'm on almost all the platforms. So go on, especially iTunes, leave a comment, rate it. We'll love to hear from you. And we'll be seeing you next. I think we'll be seeing Aliens. And then there's a couple of other ones that's coming out soon. But I think Aliens will be our next one. So we look forward to talking to you about that one. So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and we'll talk to you soon. Later.
Bye.